Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Mycene, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hello? Good, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Oh, did I
it's
just ask
a long
that?
Day. Yes, it's okay.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
They said that they were just going to confirm everything because I've already been through a couple different, I spoke to like two different people already. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is the last portion of it. Is that correct?
Yeah. Were they transferring you over?
Yes. I was on hold to transfer over to confirm, I guess, the information you guys already had.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I do have to go through the intake with you. So did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And was this for a loved one or was it for your child?
My child.
Child. Was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Was there any other injury sustained as well? Any ongoing gastrointestinal conditions, intestinal perforation?
Yes, there was vomiting, diarrhea. It was that was kind of all around the same time.
Mm-hmm. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Do you have any medical records that could show his diagnosis?
I don't have them like on my person, but I gave the information for the medical records for the hotel the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, and then do you know what date he was diagnosed?
January. It was a couple of days after he was born. He was born January. February, because he was born. Yeah, he was born January, so it was February.
Of this year?
2023. Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm half asleep at the same time.
That's okay. Okay, so he was diagnosed February of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And was he diagnosed with NEC? Okay. And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given the formula, or was it after?
It was after.
Do you know how long after? Was it within 7 days after or over 7 days?
It was a little over 7 days. It was probably about, I gave it to him for about like 15 days.
Okay. 15 days. And then what was the name of that facility where he was diagnosed?
Mountain View Hospital.
And what city was that in?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. Is that the one on 3100 North Tenaya Way?
Tenaya Way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know what brand of formula was used?
He used Similac.
Okay. And how's he doing now?
He's good now. I mean, he has a, for the most part, he's okay. It's just, you know, long-term, like, effects, I guess, like, developmental ones, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
Wow. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What was the gestational age at birth?
He was about maybe 32 weeks. He was born early.
32. And then was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home and you came back?
No, he was in the hospital. He had to stay. It's about maybe 15 a.m. He stayed.
Okay. And what was his date of birth? I have January
27th, 2023.
Okay. So he's almost two, right?
Almost two, yes.
No. And was there anyone else affected by the formula as well? Any other siblings or family members?
Oh, no. No.
All right. And can I get his first and last name?
Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Sedacy, Sedacy.
Thank you. And do you know the last four digits of his social?
Hold on, I gotta go grab his social.
Okay.
It is 0500.
Thank you. And then for your first name, I have K E S H A U N A.
Correct.
Last name, W H I T E.
Correct.
And what is the last four digits of your social?
2005.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
11/15/1982.
Right. And is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
And what is your primary email?
Shanaki, S-H-A-U-N-A, 2002 at gmail.com. I don't remember if I gave you guys the Gmail on my Yahoo. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I see the Yahoo here. Which one would you
rather? Oh, my Yahoo. So then, no, we just stick with the Yahoo.
Okay.
I don't want to change up. It's shanakey282116@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your home address?
3209 Terra Bella Drive is two different words. Terra Bella Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada 89108.
Bella. Is it 3209 North Terrabella Drive?
North Terrabella, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I guess it matters on some post parcel and some it doesn't. Like, mm-hmm. I'll put it north or without it, either way.
Okay.
You know how some make you, you know, add the north and some doesn't. So.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you have any official documents to show you are power of attorney? Do you have his birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
And is your name listed the same on his birth certificate that I put down?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. And did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy, any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency, delay?
No.
Okay. And you said he was premature, correct?
Yes.
And he was born in Nevada. And was he diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes. Oh, sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Don't wake up yet. I got to get some sleep. Please don't wake up. I got 3 hours to sleep. Not even three anymore. But I got to get back up for work. And I haven't been asleep all night. I didn't get off of work until like 2 a.m. So I've been trying to get some sleep and it's not working.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can make this quick for you.
Okay. I mean, that's, I had told the guy in the beginning, I was like, how long is this going to be? That's why I'm half asleep. I had just dozed off and then the call came. But he was like, it shouldn't be that long.
Yeah, no, we're almost done.
Okay, perfect. I just don't want him to wake up. If he wakes up, it's over for sleep.
Okay. And then do you remember his discharge date?
What was his discharge date? I think that's going to be in his records. I think it was about maybe 15 days after he was born, after his date of birth.
Okay, so around February.
February 2024 as well. Let me see, this was. Yeah, it was around February. Do I have to have a specific date? Because I got to look at the, it's on the record, but I don't have.
We could just have an estimate, like, if it was 15 days after, we could say around the.
Okay.
The 12th, the 13th?
That would be. That sounds about right. We can go with that. 12, 13.
Okay. And what was his birth weight?
He was 5 pounds, 3 ounces.
Wow. And then he was fed formula in the hospital, correct?
Yes.
Do you know when he started drinking the formula?
First day.
And then do you know when he stopped?
I think it was once we started to see, once the symptoms started, they told me they could discontinue. Well, they discontinued because he never left the hospital, so.
Okay, so then he stopped, was it around February as well?
Yeah, I would say, let me see, 27, 28, 29, 30. Yeah, he used it for, everything happened in about maybe a 15-day window.
Okay.
So I would say, it was like a 15-day window.
Right.
So like right before, not too far before that, that dismissal date when he was released. They started treating him, and then after they got him treated, then they let him go. Oh, baby. Hold on. I'm sorry. Come on.
And did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula? Any green vomit, low body temperature, constipation?
Yes. Yes to all of that, actually.
Wow. Okay. And did you say you have a copy?
He left the hospital, you know, smaller weight and stuff, so.
When he left?
When he left, he had lost a few ounces, then he got back up. So when he was finally released, he was at 5 pounds.
Oh, I see.
But he lost, was into like four. He got to like four, it was like four, and then he went back up. And then when we finally released, he was at 5 pounds.
Oh, wow. So it was fluctuating a lot?
Yeah. And I guess that was all due to the vomiting and stuff like that.
Yeah. And did he have any treatments or procedures done due to the NEC?
Yeah. They just did, it had, you know, the IVs constantly. It was, I forgot what they called it.
There's blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, laparotomy.
Assisted ventilation, yes.
Okay.
They had to help him breathe.
Wow. And you said you don't have a copy of the medical records, correct?
Not for myself, but it's at the hospital.
Okay. And when was he last treated for any NEC-related issues?
He hasn't been treated since everything since February. So February 2023. The event was that. Oh, baby, stop crying, please.
And then we are almost done. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I think he's waking up because of talking.
And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Henry Liu.
Henry Liu?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't talk to him.
Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, we could do that. I'll give my mom, Tamara Kinney.
And does she live with you?
Yeah, no. She's at 140 East Rome Boulevard, North Las Vegas, Nevada. What's her zip code? Okay, give me 1 second. I'm trying to look up her zip code.
Okay.
Hold on, couple. Come on now, please don't wake up.
Okay, and what was her phone number?
702-559-9355. Come here.
And then just her first and last name.
Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry about this.
That's okay.
Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y. No, baby.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send these over to you. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, so whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay.
And then I'll also send you a separate text for my direct line. Just in case you had any questions throughout any of this, you can always reach back out to me.
Okay.
All right, let me make sure it all goes through. Did you receive it?
Is it, yes, I got it.
Okay. Okay, then I will let you go because I know you're busy and tired, but I'll send you a text, so whenever you complete those, you can let me know, and then we can go from there.
Is it just signing? Let's see.
Yes.
I can get it done right now, and then after you. Come on. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Mrs. Please try and continue. Okay. Hello, Papo.
No.
Come on, Papo, it's okay. Okay, so I'm done signing.
Okay. Yes, I just received it. Okay, then I'll send you a text for my direct line. If you need anything else or have any questions, you can let me know. And the attorney should be reaching out to you within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, you're okay. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.